thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No temptation has overcome you except such as is common to man." Is there a particular temptation that's constantly meeting and beating you at every turn? God has made a way for you to turn temptation into triumph. Satan is called the tempter, and he knows which temptations you succumb to most easily. But Paul writes, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man." Jesus himself was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And here's the reason. In that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. That's Hebrews 2:18. Many young Christians think that when they get saved, they no longer have to face temptation. No, when you get saved, you will face more temptation than when you were lost. The same wind that blew at your back on your way to hell will blow in your face on your way to heaven. Temptation never takes a holiday, and if you take a holiday, it will go with you. It will hit you when you feel strongest, knock you down, and kick you when you feel weakest. That's why the Bible says, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. What's the answer? But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. Note two things. First, you will be tempted. Second, you will never face a temptation greater than you can bear because God is faithful. He answers prayer, particularly the prayer Jesus told us to pray, "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." From Vision's Word for Today, Temptation Part 1.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.